The First and Deputy First Minister stood in this House praising what they described as the great record of delivery by the shambolic executive. It is quite contrary to what I'm hearing and seeing on the ground, and I'm sure others in this House as well, because every week in my constituency I meet people who are not looking for miracles. They're looking for the basics: a hospital appointment that arrives in time, a home that is warm and affordable, a road that is safe, and a system that works for them when life goes wrong. And increasingly, I have to look at them in the eye and explain that the system run by this disastrous executive is continually failing them with their distractions and sham fights over things that don't actually change people's lives. The Stormont executive is failing not just in theory but in real life, and the human cost is absolutely immense. I meet parents whose children have waited for years for assessments, watching their confidence in education slip away while they sit on endless waiting lists and missed opportunities. I meet elderly people in pain waiting months just to see a consultant and years for treatment, their quality of life quietly eroding. I meet families trapped in overcrowded and unsustainable housing, doing everything right, working hard, but have nowhere to turn. These are not isolated cases. They are the lived reality of thousands of people that we represent. People that live and work hard right across our communities that are suffering the consequence of complete, utter incompetence by the executive. We were promised delivery, promised a programme for government that would make life better. Instead, we have drift, delay and excuses, and a constant sense that the urgent is always pushed aside for the political convenient. Waiting lists are among the worst in Europe. Housing stress is at crisis levels, mental health services are stretched beyond breaking point, and yet there is no agreed multi-year budget, no urgency and no sense that this executive are putting the interests of our people first. This failure is not abstract. It has profound consequences, being felt acutely in all of our communities. These are unifying problems for the common good that needs to be resolved. It costs people their health, their dignity, and in some cases, unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, it has cost people their lives. The public are not stupid. They know when politics is focused on point scoring instead of problem solving. They know when leadership is absent, and they're losing faith in this place as a result. Stormont exists to serve our people, not to manage decline or defend underperformance. Doing nothing is a choice. Delay is a decision. And every day that passes without action is another day when our people pay the price. People deserve so much better than this. They deserve honesty, urgency and delivery. And above all else, they deserve an executive that remembers who it is meant to serve.